Hello everybody. Hello, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. And this is Charles III landed at Andrews Air Force Base in Maryland, not far from Washington, D.C. And on the plane, it said United Kingdom, and there was his, is it a monogram C3R, as in Carolus Tertius Rex, Latin for King Charles III. So it's a state visit, and that is the highest expression of amity between sovereign states, and it can only happen once during a reign and once during a presidency. So Donald J. Trump paid a state visit in the reign of Elizabeth II, and that was, he could never get another state visit during her reign. Now there's a new monarch, he was able to do another state visit because there's another monarch. Charles III making a state visit to the United States, he will never again make a state visit during the presidency of Donald J. Trump. If there's another president a few times, then Charles III could make another state visit. So there's a really big deal. And it means that it usually means that there are like no disputes between the two countries. So it's 4 days, which is unusually long. And it's the first state visit to the United States by a British monarch since 2007. Elizabeth II flew over there, partly as the 400th anniversary of Jamestown, as in the first English settlement that lasted there in North America. Of course, there'd been Roanoke some years earlier, but those old people vanished. It's a mystery what happened to them. So anyway, His Gracious Majesty was accompanied by Queen Camilla. And anyway, so they were then greeted at the White House by President Donald J. Trump and the First Lady Melania Trump. Okay, so there's very strict security. They're really on high alert after that deeply embarrassing shooting incident at that hotel, was at the Hilton, on Saturday. Now, nobody was killed or injured. A suspect's been taken into custody. He's been charged with the attempted assassination of the head of state. But in a way, that's a good thing. Not that nobody, well, that nobody got killed. But it's a good thing that if there was some sort of false alarm beforehand, that it meant that they're very aware. They're very switched on because they're just not going to like drop the ball again. So anyway, Charles is going to address the United States Congress on Tuesday. And again, that's a huge deal. It'd be the second time a British monarch's ever addressed it. His mother addressed it in 1991 during the presidency of George H.W. Bush. And no doubt he'll say, oh, how terrible it is you suffered this bestial attack. I'm so glad you're unharmed. Now, it comes at a delicate moment, because there have been some sharp differences of opinion about Iran. Okay, the United States and Israel launched this illegal war of aggression against Iran, and they pressurized the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Sir Keir Starmer, to grant permission to use a certain, is it RAF Air Force, Fairford, that Air Force base in Gloucestershire, because it's got a very long runway suitable for whatever US bombers to go and bomb Iran. He said no, he wouldn't do it and wouldn't participate. And then when Iran started attacking those Gulf Arab countries, the United Kingdom began some defensive actions, shooting down drones or even allowing the use of British bases only to destroy missile sites. But that's it. I mean, and Trump has revealed the contents of private conversations that were saying he really didn't want to do it. Well, that wasn't really no secret. The only thing that's got Starmer a little bit of credit. All right. So anyway, he's going to try and have to smooth this over. King Charles. Now, he's not a politician. He acts as the vice of his ministers, particularly Sir Keir Starmer. One thing I'm not clear about is the prime minister accompanying? Usually the prime minister would be the two heads of state. We know that the monarch doesn't wield actual power. It's the dignified crown, not the personal crown. Since the 17th century, the monarch has had less and less political sway. And, you know, for since the beginning of the 20th century, meant to be a referee in politics or above the fray, yeah, not taking sides, not vocalizing his views. Although Charles did express opinions on the environment and things like that, which I think was a bit naughty before he became king. But now he said he won't be that stupid. He'll keep stum on contentious matters. So a speech will be written for him by the United Kingdom government, presumably cleared with the US government, nothing you object to in here. And so that will be it. Okay, so they've already leaked bits of it to the press about the reconciliation and renewal of the partnership between the United Kingdom and the United States, saying that they have the same values. Well, not entirely true. Liberty, I mean, the USA is free in terms of free speech and stuff like that. But I mean, is it less free in some other ways? Not sure. Well, in terms of locking people up for a very long time for minor crimes, then I suppose it's less free in that regard. Equality, I mean, there's obviously less economic equality in the United Kingdom, as the United States. There's obviously not equality for you know, the most vulnerable children in both countries. The UK is even worse on that. Tolerance, the UK is quite intolerant, quite bigoted. It's increasingly becoming a police state and holding political prisoners. So that's obviously despicable. And Donald Trump's ICE raids are not really about tolerance at all or about equality, targeting ethnic minority people, even if they're American citizens. So much of this is just hot air. It's just treacle. It's revolting. Okay, so saying that yes, we're both members of NATO because Trump has mused aloud about withdrawing from NATO several times and defending Ukraine and so forth. All right. And then there's another quotation of the speech which has been given to the media. Generosity of spirit and duty to foster compassion, to promote peace and to deepen mutual understanding and to value people of all faiths and none. All right. Well, I mean, obviously that is complete bunkum because Trump is completely ungenerous. I know the United States is a some ways is very mean, giving people less paid time off than almost anyone in the world. But the only country in the world that doesn't give women paid maternity leave, the only country in the world. So I know that some companies do, or maybe some states, but not as a federal right. What else is there? That's not compassion at all. Promoting peace, well, the USA has obviously been launching this illegal war of aggression. I mean, what nonsense. These are flagrant lies. It's sickening. Value people of all faiths. Well, obviously Trump's movement is rather anti-Muslim, so what nonsense this is. Doesn't stop him taking money from rich Muslims, though. Okay, so they were met by the United States Chief of Protocol, Monica Crowley, and the ambassador to the United States, Sir Christian Turner. Okay, because they had to get rid of Lord Mandelson, and they have one of the so-called safe pair of hands. Right. So they're greeted by a little girl, little boy, who are the children of British military personnel who are based in the United States. And then a band played God Save the King, and indeed, what is that one? The Star Spangled Banner. Okay. So they met the Trump couple in the South Portico of the White House. There are a lot of constructions going on there. Having tea, meant to be a very Britannic thing in the green room. Going to the garden, there's a beehive, which is a small replica of the White House. Okay. So that's it, because we know that His Britannic Majesty is an eager apiarist. What else? Of course, the 205th anniversary of American independence, so could be an awkward moment. But obviously, the United Kingdom has accepted that a very long time ago, was beaten. The United States is not coming back. There is no British Empire. And indeed, his mother was invited on the bicentenary of the American Revolution to show that there are no hard feelings. So Her Gracious Majesty, this time Camilla, she wore a brooch which had the old glory as well as the Union flag. And it was a gift to the late Elizabeth II by the then mayor of New York in 1957 on her first state visit to the United States. Okay, so they say there's been a spat between them, there's a bit of a rift, and they're trying to repair that. And obviously, there are plenty of Americans who realize that it's advantageous to the United States to have a cordial relationship there. So there was a garden party at the United Kingdom's embassy, and there were mostly British and American people there, politicians, the obviously diplomats, some scientists, some charity workers or whatever, some military personnel, because they're British military people, they're liaising or training on whatever assets. Okay, so that was your garden party. So some beef there. Okay, because now the tariffs have been lifted on British beef, whatever. Nancy Pelosi was there, absolute ogress. Senator Ted Cruz, evil, bigoted, cruel monster. Yvette Cooper, who's also vile fiend, danger to children, sickening. And these are the people who get promoted in both countries. They're dangerous in different ways. Okay, what about the elephant in the room is what about Prince Andrew? People said that the king should meet the so-called survivors of Jeffrey Epstein. Well, he wasn't trying to kill them. Okay, alleged victims of Jeffrey Epstein. Were they victims? Oh, they probably were. But that hasn't happened because would this impair any sort of legal process and things like that? And people have lauded Queen Camilla because she said she's denounced domestic abuse and said that she was sexually molested herself in her youth and so on. I know it's hard to believe. All right. And some people say, well, that's a good thing that the Queen doesn't feel it's beneath her dignity to broach this issue rather than have to cover it up and feel it's embarrassing and somehow she's to blame. So the state visits, state dinner's coming ahead. And obviously, there'll be an oration by both of them, which will be cleared with both parties. They'll be dressed up to the nines. So, what do you think? These state visits, I mean, they must cost like several million pounds at least. Are they worth it? I don't think particularly. I mean, they're not a terrible thing to do. Think of the inconvenience of all these people who are stuck in traffic because they close the roads. Right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.